From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, back with our first live program of the new year. Happy New Year. Hope you had a good holiday period, and good to be back with you live today. We're beginning with a major piece of criminal justice legislation that was the hot topic in Illinois politics last year. Known formerly as the Safety Act, it was a package pushed by Democrats aimed at making the criminal justice system more fair and equitable. Among its many provisions was the Pretrial Fairness Act, which was set to eliminate the cash bail system in our state. That means for people who are charged with a crime, they could no longer be held in jail because they or their families couldn't come up with hundreds or thousands of dollars to secure their release. Instead, a judge would make the call on who could be released and who would remain locked up while awaiting trial. More than five dozen state's attorneys across Illinois filed a lawsuit to stop the Pretrial Fairness Act from coming into effect on New Year's Day. That effort came to a head last week when a Kankakee County judge ruled that that particular part of the law violates the state constitution. But that ruling only affected the counties that joined in on the lawsuit, that is, until New Year's Eve, when the Illinois Supreme Court stepped in to press pause on the law across the state, pending an appeal. Later in the program, we're going to bring back a state's attorney, a public defender, and an advocate with whom we first spoke about this topic last year, and we'll take a deep dive into the legal and political arguments at issue. But first, reporters across Illinois had been preparing to cover the new world of no money bond in our courts here. Now they're following the lawsuit and watching for what happens next. And to check in on what was expected and how the Illinois Supreme Court's ruling changed things, we're joined now by Brian Moline, managing editor and local host of Morning Edition for our home station, WILL, Illinois Public Media in Champaign, Urbana. Brian, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Great to be here, Brian.
And also with us is Carlos Ballesteros, a reporter for the nonpartisan and nonprofit journalism organization Injustice Watch. Carlos, welcome back to the show to you as well.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
And we're also joined by Edith Brady Lunny, a court correspondent for WGLT, one of our partner stations in Bloomington Normal. Edith, welcome back to the program. Good to talk with you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brian.
And last but certainly not least, Maria Gardner-Lara is a reporter with another of our partner stations, WNIJ, up in DeKalb. Maria, thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Glad to be here.
And listeners, our lines are open for your questions. What do you want to know about the changes that were to be brought about by the Safety Act and what's going on with the lawsuit to stop the end of cash bail in Illinois? 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation. 800-222-9455. So, Carlos, I want to begin with you. And can you just give us sort of a brief, the sort of elevator pitch version of what exactly the cash bail parts of the Safety Act would have done?
Yeah, of course. So the cash bail provisions of the Safety Act were pretty historic if they had been implemented. Essentially, it would have turned Illinois into the first state in the nation to completely abolish cash bail, meaning that if a person was held pre-trial in detention, they would have to have been ordered held by a judge, and they could have not have been held simply because they couldn't afford to get out of jail. Obviously, those provisions have been put on hold given the Supreme Court's deliberation of the Kankakee judge's ruling, making that unconstitutional. But the other provisions of the act have gone into effect.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we're focusing on today is this idea of the cash bail. Maria Gardner-Lara, let me ask you, you've done reporting on some of the arguments for and against with advocates and opponents of the law. Talk more about what some of those arguments are.
So one of the arguments have been that it will hurt victims. What the advocates have said is that, in fact, it really takes into consideration victims, and instead of, just allowing people to be free, because they have money, they would actually, be holding people, and that they would actually consider, they had to consider whether they were a flight risk or a danger to the community, and so, it's interesting. The judge the Kankakee judge, you know, referred to the Crimes Victim Act. And so, you know, one of the, I did get to speak with Associate Judge Jennifer Clifford in Winnebago, who sits on a part of a domestic violence coordinated courts. And she considered that the Safety Act did, you know, was inclusive of the, did consider the Victims' Rights Act, which is part of the Illinois Constitution. So it's interesting that, you know, how folks see it, there may be, you know, they're interpreting it differently. We also know that a lot of domestic violence groups, statewide violence groups, were in support of the Safety Act. But yeah, that was one of the arguments made. The other argument made was that this was not funded, right? So there was not funding tied to this. So we hear from Winnebago State's Attorney Jay Henley, who says, this is a lot of work, and we are already feel overwhelmed. This brings a lot more to our plate, and we don't have, you know, we're already understaffed. They also look at, you know, he mentioned concern about what the lack of bail money will do to the functioning of the courts, right? They depend. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, so there's talks of like how much bail money really is do some of these counties really depend on as part of their functioning. You know, Dave, state rep.
Sure.
Yeah. So those are one of the issues.
Yeah, and I should say, if listeners are interested in hearing more on what Jay Henley, in particular, the state's attorney in Winnebago County, has to say on this, stay tuned, because he's one of our guests later in the program to talk about some of his views on this law. Edith Brady-Lenny, I want to ask you, you were, I understand, preparing to report on the changed bond court when this law took effect, but what's going on now in bond court, given the ongoing uncertainty around the act?
Well, McLean County, like all the other counties in Illinois, had to hit the pause button with the Illinois Supreme Court ruling on New Year's Eve. So everybody is ready to pounce. I mean, whether that some version of this act goes into effect this Friday or February 3rd or July 2nd, everybody is ready to go. And you know, there's a lot of rearranging that everybody's going to have to do to make this work. One of the biggest factors, of course, is the amount of time that bond hearings will now take. I mean, people are in and out of bond court pretty much within 5 minutes currently. So the regular bond hearing in McLean County, anyway, can last 30 minutes every day. Now they've assigned one judge who will set aside the entire afternoon, 5 days a week, because of the added reports, the added petitions. Prosecutors are now going to have to come in and really argue the reasons that somebody needs to be held in jail pending the outcome of their trial. So right now, everybody's on hold, but the anticipation is that this will have a major impact on the functioning of the courts when it goes into effect.
And let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the Safety Act, and particularly the Pretrial Fairness Act, the aspect of that that would have eliminated cash bail on New Year's Day. This was obviously a huge political topic last year, but the Illinois Supreme Court, following a lower court ruling that applied to part of the state, the Illinois Supreme Court pressed pause on this law for all of Illinois. We're speaking with a panel of reporters about how local courts are reacting to that. That includes Edith Brady-Lunny of WGLT, Maria Gardner-Lara with WNIJ, Carlos Ballesteros with the news site Injustice Watch, and Brian Moline, my colleague at WILL Illinois Public Media. Brian, there were changes made to this law during the veto session. What can you tell us about that? Why did that, to the extent we can talk about it, why did that not seem to cure whatever this constitutional issue was?
Well, it's interesting, Brian. There were certainly some revisions set up in the bill. You know, some of the things that were included in that It gave an option for those already in jail to request to be under the new no cash bail system. It also tried to provide some consistency for what prosecutors have to show if they want to detain someone on grounds that the individual is a threat. It also expanded the list of crimes in which someone can be denied pretrial release. You know, the result of all those changes was that the Illinois State's Attorneys Association came out as neutral on the legislation. But you know, as you mentioned, that didn't stop the majority of state's attorneys around the state from proceeding with their lawsuit. And I think they still maintain that the Pretrial Fairness Act is unconstitutional. I think the core of their argument comes down that the right to have bail is in the Illinois Constitution, and that it would require a constitutional amendment to overrule that, essentially, is what they're arguing.
I want to remind listeners you can join our conversation at 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. And we did ask our texting group about what they think about this. John in Harvard told us, keeping people locked up in county jails for months pending trials is wrong, but no bail at all is the pendulum swinging too far the other way. And Sherry in Hayworth said, I'm so disappointed it's been stopped. You should not be in jail just because you can't afford bail. You should only be in jail pretrial if you are a danger to others. This has been worked on for years. Maybe if law enforcement and members of our judiciary system would have gotten on board, they'd be ready. And we also got a question from Marlene in Urbana, who asked, who benefits from the blockage of the Safety Act? And Carlos Ballesteros with Injustice Watch, I think that gets at another point in our conversation. What does this court, the Illinois Supreme Court pressing pause on this and this legal challenge, what does that mean from the lens of addressing inequality in the state's justice system?
Well, it means that at the moment, cash bail is still the law of the land in Illinois, which means that counties across the state can charge people to get out of jail if they're found to be eligible for pretrial release. And like Maria mentioned earlier, there is reporting around how some of these counties do rely on this cash bail money to supplement their budgets. Particularly their budgets for their jails and the budgets for their law enforcement operations. And so for the moment, those counties can still collect those monies, and that money can still be used to supplement law enforcement services and costs to running a jail. And obviously for advocates who wanted to end the cash bail system here in the state, this is a big problem because they argue essentially that people's freedom is contingent on whether they can afford to get out, which obviously, if you can't afford to get out, is not beneficial to the victims of whatever crime you're accused of. And so obviously advocates who wanted to end these provisions are disappointed. And the Supreme Court said that it will expedite its process in reviewing this matter, but who knows how long that'll take. So for the moment, the law stands. The cash bail system still stands in Illinois.
Yeah. Maria, what are you hearing from? You mentioned Jay Hanley. I understand you also spoke with the DeKalb County State's Attorney Rick Amato after the ruling. What did he have to say?
Yeah, so he thinks this is a good thing, right? We have communities that sit in two counties, so not having, you know, if the Supreme Court did not step in, Illinois Supreme Court did not step in, I mean, it would be really chaos for them, because you could have something happen in one part of a city, but that sits within two counties, right? So, like, for example, Maple Park is within DeKalb and King County. You have DeKalb, who's part of the lawsuit, so that it would have fallen on the Kankakee's ruling, the judge's ruling, but then would have been and in King County would have been with no cash bail. So I think, you know, he's part of the lawsuit, so he's happy that there's a halt. But when I spoke today, actually this morning, with State Representative Dave Vella, he's also, you know, think this is a good move, because we need consistency throughout the system, And, you know, he sees it as moving forward to really settling this and moving forward. But it does put a delay. He knows, you know, he mentioned that, you know, there's going to be more amendments coming, but this does delay that process. And one of the issues that's still forward is that, you know, some of this is, we don't know how much, you know, there's going to be still more funding that's going to be needed and there's going to be changes. But, like, instead of allowing the process to go through and maybe seeing what those problems are, we're kind of delaying that. That's how he takes it. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank our reporters for joining us this morning. It's certainly not the conversation we expected to have before the holidays, but you were game to come on and talk about what's changed. So we very much appreciate that. Maria Gardner-Lara with WNIJ in DeKalb, Edith Brady-Lunny with WGLT in Bloomington Normal, Brian Moline from WILL, Illinois Public Media in Urbana, and Carlos Ballesteros with Injustice Watch. Thank you all so much for being with us today. Coming up after the break, we're going to revisit our three guests, a new conversation, I should say, with the three guests we previously spoke about the Safety Act with before the election last year. Jay Hanley, the Winnebago County State's Attorney, Sharon Mitchell, Chief Public Defender of Cook County, and the advocate Garion Gatewood of the Illinois Justice Project. That's coming up after a short break on the 21st Show. Stay with us.